Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Love of the Star podcast. I am Bobby Belt, Dallas Cowboys insider for 105.3 The Fan of Dallas, your radio flagship home of the Dallas Cowboys. Joined, as always, by Brian Broaddus, former Super Bowl winning NFL scout. He is now co-host of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan of Dallas, Monday through Friday, 2 to 7 p.m. Central. You can check that out on the Odyssey app. And you can also hear Brian on the pre- and post-game show for the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network, which is where he is at tonight. He is still at the stadium. I left, so I'm back home now, and we're getting ready to set up. But we're recording this on Sunday night after what can only be described as a glorious night for Cowboys fans. The Cowboys get the victory, 20-17. And before we dive into anything else specifically about the game, I want to spike the football a little bit, Brian. I feel like I gave good confidence to Brett Maher, and he's proved me right now with 350-yard field goals and the game winner. Brett Maher, I think we should feel good about that man.
You know what? You should absolutely feel good about Brett Maher. And you know what? Bones Fossil and the coaching staff and the scouting staff, you know, that was a very, very difficult time, Bobby, when we were all doing that at in Oxnard, when we were watching – you know, with Garibay, even post-draft, when they signed Garibay from Texas Tech, we were all like, oh, well, hey, this guy, they, you know, he's better than Dicker the Kicker at Texas, and he's better than this guy and that guy. And, you know, and I just was kind of, I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, they went out and they evaluated this guy, and everybody that covered Big 12 football was like, no, this guy can really, really kick. So there was a lot of things, a lot of good feeling going forward about the Cowboys kicking situation, you know, and then with Haralahu as well, you know, in that competition. And I give them credit. I give them absolute credit, because they could have just let this thing go, okay, we're going to hire Haralahu's the kicker and we're not going to worry about it, or we're going to make Garibay work. No, they said, hey, we honestly have to evaluate this position.
Yep.
And we have to go get a guy that we think has a big leg that can make field goals. And it looks like, you know, to this point, through 2 weeks of the season, they've selected the right guy.
Yes, they did. You know, who says you can't go home? You know, Brett Maher working out so far. Cowboys win this one over the Bengals, 20-17 a game. I thought they'd lose, honestly, by like three touchdowns. The defense, man, we're going to get into specifics next segment about the offense. A little bit later we'll get into the defense, but just kind of a general overview about this team and how this game played out, Brian. I think some of the big headlines for me are you did what you needed to do in terms of you pressured Joe Burrow. He could not breathe all night. I felt like there was some exhaustion set in the second half a little bit for the pass rush. They were out there a lot. Cincinnati controlled the ball for 35 minutes. I felt like they were getting a little exhausted near the end. They weren't generating the same pressure they were in the first half. But good job generating pressure. Good job protecting Cooper Rush on the other side. They allowed just one sack in the game. And I think overall, Tyler Smith did well. Thought it was a good bounce back week for Terrence Steele. And, you know, one of the things we talked about was Cincinnati knew you were going to want to run the football, so you needed to make them pay. And I think early on, that's what they did. They made them pay in some of those favorable looks. And as the game went on, Cincinnati had to you know, play that a little bit. They had to start taking things away and softening up some of the run looks. But overall, a really gutsy victory for the entire team.
No, absolutely. I think everything you nailed on, Bobby, is absolutely right. The moment of the game for me happened in the very first series, the very first offensive series for the Cowboys, and Mike McCarthy with his quarterback, his offense, deciding to go for a 4th-and-2 on his own 44-yard line. I mean, there was no hesitation. And I remember sitting in the press box going, is he going to try and draw him off sides? What's he doing here? Is he going to try and make him burn a timeout? And what happened was, it was interesting because if you watch, and I remember this very vividly, when they stayed on the field, like it's the Cincinnati's punt return unit was on, and then they had to run off, and defense had to run back on.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, McCarthy's being cute. He's going to try and make him burn a timeout here, or he's going to try and catch him with 12 men on the field and pick it up that way. But no. He runs a play. They call it. They block it up. Noah Brown runs an in-cut there, 17-yard pass. Great throw, great catch, great protection. And now they're cooking. And all of a sudden, the confidence meter from his offense went from, like, low level to, like, boom. Like, he hit it on 100. If that's what you know, if I'm doing that the right way for the crusty guy.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, that thing hit 100. And all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is how we're going to play football today. So Mike McCarthy, tip of the cap to you. I'm super critical of you a lot of the time, but you did the right thing. You knew what your team needed and you got the result you needed for it. So congratulations on that.
Am I over thinking it, Brian? Am I reading too much into it? When one of the themes we heard in the Cowboys locker room this week was, it's just week one. Like, there's 16 weeks left, yada, yada, yada.
Stephen Jones told us to relax.
Yeah, he gave you the old Aaron Rodgers. Relax. Doesn't it say that 4th-and-2 opening drive on your own side of the field, they knew how important it was that they need to right the ship early. I don't think you're making that. I don't think you're making that call if you think everything's all right as rain and we'll just kick it and we trust our defense. That felt like they understand there needed to be a statement made here, and I'm glad they made it. But I think that betrays some of their rhetoric about how they've talked about where their team is at. I think they knew they needed that, and you mentioned it was the kick in the pants they needed. That, you know, you had the incompletion to CeeDee Lamb on third down, which was disappointing, but then you hit Noah Brown for 17 on fourth down. Then it's Dalton Schultz for 9, Zeke for 7 and a first down, Tony Pollard for 5 yards, CeeDee Lamb on the end around for 6, Kevontae Turpin for 3, and then it's the touchdown pass to Noah Brown, who made a fantastic catch in the end zone. Noah Brown was fantastic tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit more specifically in the next segment, but it was when they got out there and they scored, there's something about the way this team is and the way this defense is that just getting the opening touchdown seems to do so much for your confidence in this team to win a football game. If you're able to score on that first drive, I know my confidence in their ability to compete and win this game went way up when they just scored one touchdown out of the gate. It's like, that's enough of a head start for this defense right now that I think you can feel confident that you're in a good spot for the next few drives.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
No, you're right about that. I mean, it clearly, I mean, you rattled off the plays after that. And it was like offensive rhythm. And it's offensive rhythm that carried over the next time they got the football, you know. And I think it really, really helped the defense as well. Knowing that they go out there opening drive against Joe Burrow, they've got a 7-0 lead.
Yeah.
You know, I think that really, really, it energized the fan base after it was shock and then it was awe. And then it was, here we go. And I just felt like, I'm like, McCarthy is not dicking around today.
No.
He is going to find a way to win this game. He's going against one of the best young quarterbacks in the league, one of the best young wide receivers, or tandem of wide receivers, or, I mean,
trio,
that group that they have over there.
Yeah.
You couldn't play conservatively in this game and win today. Now, they tried in the second half. They had that first, second, third series of the second half,
yeah,
where all of a sudden it was a little bit of, oh, I don't know here, Jim. I don't know. I was doing my Tony Romo. Oh, I don't know, Jim. But that's where I think that, you know, they were able to rally a little bit. After that 19-play drive, man, I'm sitting there thinking, I wasn't thinking good thoughts. I'm not going to lie to you. I am not thinking good thoughts at all. But for them to get that stop, that final stop, after, you know, Brian Anger's punt, I thought it was beautifully placed. Then you get a special teams return coming back the other way. So things kind of got back on track for this team after a really, really difficult second half.
Yeah, and you mentioned that they did try to play it a little bit more conservatively. Joe Mixon, 5 carries, 5 yards in the first half.
Yeah, really 3 yards a carry.
Really,
Joe Mixon averaged 3 yards a carry.
Run defense was great.
Was outstanding.
But they did start to chip away a little bit in that second half. Joe Mixon touches the ball 15 times in the second half. He was getting a big workload, and you saw it was starting to wear things down, and they were converting those third downs. They had that one drive where they converted 3 third-down opportunities. That was the one where they score the touchdown and then get the 2-point conversion to tie it up. And I don't know about you, Brian, but when they scored and got that 2-point conversion, I felt like, here we go again. A team decides, let's punch these Cowboys in the mouth, and they're not going to be able to respond. And I felt like after that touchdown and that 2-point conversion, I was like, this is the Bengals game. The Bengals are winning this game. And Dallas showed a resilience in a game that, honestly, I don't know that we've seen in 3 years of Mike McCarthy being here. The Mike McCarthy era, if we're just being totally blunt, has had two, and then week one has had a track record of soft football teams. They're not tough, really. They're not physical. This was one of the more physical games I think they've won in the last several years.
Although this was old school in the way that they were able to pull it off. And I, you know, I still say that Mixon, yeah, he chipping away, but Man, it looks so much cleaner playing run defense tonight than it did
absolutely
last week when linebacker's blocked, edge is blocked, end is blocked. I mean, everybody's blocked. I mean, it seemed like there were more white shirts, and they tried to run the counters with a get blockers out in space. Van Der Esch stretching the thing, knocking them out. Wilson knocking things down. You know, Armstrong, guys getting in position. Last week, this week they get in position to make the plays. Last week it wasn't so good.
Yeah.
Last week it wasn't so good. So, yeah, I just think that, yeah, you're right about the toughness aspect, but I'm going to give these guys some credit for playing some damn good run defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think that overall you got to come out happy with the performance. And like I said, it's funny to me when Dallas came out in this game in the first half, you could tell there was a commitment to let's get the run established early on. And I just felt like we saw that from Cincinnati right out of the gate. It's Mixon for 10, Mixon for 6. There's a screen pass to Mixon. The very next drive where they get the ball, it's Mixon for 5, Mixon for 5, Mixon for 4, Mixon for 2. They clearly wanted to try and wear them down. They felt like, we don't care if we're getting 2 to 3 yards a carry. We just think that if we physically wear you down, you guys have a history of crumbling. And that's what I think is nice, is that
they
show resilience. No.
This team had to try and run the ball, because every time they went back to pass,
right,
the quarterback was wearing somebody with a white jersey.
Yeah.
They had to try and do something, because other than that one 19-play drive, really, what did they do all night?
Yeah.
Really, I mean, nothing.
No, I mean, they chipped away. And honestly, they were the benefactor of some, you know, tough moments. Like, you get the scramble from Burrow, and then the call on Donovan Wilson for the, you know, unnecessary roughness. And, yeah, and you know, they benefited from a couple different areas. This game could have been put out of reach if Dalton Schultz doesn't fumble.
No question.
Closing in on the red zone, trying to make something happen. I'll ask this. Maybe it's not a big deal. Do you think Dalton Schultz, like, he's got the first down, should he have just been happy with the profit? Or, like, do you think that little tap dancing he was doing was a little much?
How many times have we seen Dalton Schultz, like, run, bounce off somebody else, get spun around, get hit in the back, fumble the ball? You know, I mean, he's trying. I mean, he's honestly trying to make and get more yards. But in that situation, sure, take the ball, get the first down, and get down. You know, if just live to fight another day. But, you know, he's trying to make a play. He gets walloped a lot, you know,
yeah,
and when you watch him play. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of nitpicky on us to say that. But I'm like, you get that, you kick that field goal, or you drive that thing in and get a touchdown. This thing is church.
It's over at that point. You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.